Hello, and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas, has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. The Summer Revelation series continues today with The Rise of the Antichrist. This is part one. Now here's Pastor Steve.
I'm going to begin by reading Revelation chapter 13 and verse 1. It says, "Then I saw a beast rising up out of the sea. It had seven heads and 10 horns with 10 crowns on its horns, and written on each head were names that blasphemed God." The sermon title today is The Rise of the Antichrist. The Rise of the Antichrist. And as I begin, please share these messages and invite others to listen to the study on the book of Revelation. Listen, folks, it may rescue people you know from the awful suffering that is about to happen. It's coming. The tribulation really is coming. And whether they believe in God or not, they have the right to know what's coming. You see, faith in Jesus Christ as Savior is the only means of escaping what's next prophetically in this world. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 and 10, it says, "Looking forward to the coming of Jesus Christ, God's Son, whom he raised from the dead. He is the one who rescues us from the terrors of the coming judgment." The tribulation will be a time of terror never experienced in history. It'll be a time of great spiritual warfare. God will ultimately defeat Satan, his Antichrist, and judge the living who rejected his son, Jesus Christ, as Savior. Now, we've been teaching this for several weeks, and I want to repeat again just how important this book is, because the author of the book of Revelation is Jesus Christ himself. In Revelation 22 and 16, it says, "I, Jesus, have sent my angel to give you this message." And while on earth, Jesus warned us about the tribulation time. He said in Matthew chapter 24 and verse 21, "For then there will be great tribulation such as has not been since the beginning of the world until this time, nor never shall be." And the world will be totally unprepared for the coming disasters and the global suffering that's about to hit planet Earth. In fact, Jesus said it will be like the time of the flood during Noah's day, where only 8 people survived that catastrophe out of the whole world. In Luke chapter 17 and 26, listen to what Jesus said. He said, "When the Son of Man returns," talking about himself, "it will be like it was in Noah's day. In those days, the people enjoyed banquets and parties and weddings right up until the time Noah entered into the ark and the flood came and destroyed them all." You see, the world was preoccupied with life. They didn't care about the message of the coming judgment. They didn't even believe it. They didn't believe disaster was coming upon them. And God says they were all destroyed. Jesus said that's the way it will be at my second coming. The rapture is God's means of saving Christ's followers. You hear people who don't really believe the scriptures and believe about the rapture, they make jokes about it. Well, the rapture bus and this and all of this other crazy thing the devil puts in their heads to say. But the rapture is God's means of saving his people from the tribulation period that's just ahead of us. And after the rapture, the 7-year tribulation will begin. And this is found in Revelation chapter 6 through 9. It describes some of the judgments. I'm just going to give you a few, but I want to let you know just how terrible this time will be. There'll be worldwide famine and starvation. It will be the time when World War III occurs and One quarter of the world's population will die during that time. Tells us that one third of the Earth's vegetation will be destroyed. An asteroid will strike the Earth, polluting one third of the Earth's water supply. And then 200 million demons will be released to kill another one third of the world's population. The Bible says in Revelation 9 and 15, then the four angels who had been prepared for this hour and day and month and year were turned loose to release those who will kill one third of all the people on earth. And I heard the size of their army. It was 200 million. Now, we've already touched on the first judgment seal, who is the Antichrist. However, as we get into Revelation chapter 13, he appears again. And John describes how he rises. He describes his character and his future activities more in detail. Now, as we read this, we find out that the beast refers to the Antichrist because it actually describes his character and his behavior. The Antichrist will establish a one world government. In chapter 13, this is the chapter where we will see the satanic trinity, for Satan will consider himself like the Father. The Antichrist is the beast and the false prophet, and that will make the unholy trinity. So let me begin to read again Revelation chapter 13. And if you have your Bible, you can follow me. I'm going to be jumping around, but still you can mark it for future time of study. Revelation 13 and 1, it says, then I stood on the sand of the sea, and I saw a beast rising up out of the sea, having seven heads and 10 horns, and on his horns, 10 crowns, and on his head, a blasphemous name. Now the beast which I saw was like a leopard. His feet were like the feet of a bear, and his mouth like the mouth of a lion. It says, the dragon gave him his power, his throne, and great authority. Now when we go back and we begin to understand what we've just read, the sea symbolizes the nations of the world. The seven heads and 10 horns and crowns represent world leaders that will appear during that time, and they will form a federation with the Antichrist. As I already described to you, the beast that comes out of the sea is the Antichrist. And then it describes him through three animals. They resemble Daniel's prophecy in Daniel chapter 7, representing the world kingdoms. The beasts actually picture four successive empires. Babylon, which is the lion, Medo-Persia was the bear, Greece was the leopard, and the kingdom of the Antichrist is represented by the dreadful fourth beast in Daniel 7. The kingdom of the beast will be a continuation of these kingdoms and the revival of the Roman Empire. In verse 3, it begins to tell us that there will be an assassination attempt on the Antichrist. It says, and I saw one of his heads as if it had been mortally wounded, and his deadly wound was healed. And all the world marveled and followed the beast. The Antichrist will appear to have died and risen from the dead, similar to Christ's resurrection. You see, the beast is Satan's Superman, his counterfeit Christ. The whole world will admire the beast and worship Satan, something that he has craved for a very long time. Verse 4 says, and so they worship the dragon. The dragon is Satan, who gave authority to the beast, who is the Antichrist. And they worship the beast, saying, who is like the beast? Who is able to make war with him? And he was given a mouth, speaking great things and blasphemies. And he was given authority to continue for 42 months. That's 3.5 years. Now, this is believed to take place in the second half of the tribulation. Remember, the tribulation period is 7 years. So 3.5 years in, this is what people believe. This is the time where all of this has happened. It says, then he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God to blaspheme his name, his tabernacle, and those who dwell in heaven. And it was granted to him to make war with the saints and to overcome them. And authority was given him over every tribe, every tongue, and every nation. So it's important for you to know that the Antichrist will actually rule the world during the time of the tribulation period. And many people believe, oh, well, the U.S. they'll escape, or this nation will escape. No, the Bible tells us very clearly that it was given to him to make war with the saints, to overcome them, and authority was given to him over every tribe, tongue, and nation of the world. Now, as we saw, the Antichrist will make war against the saints. These will be people who became Christians during the time of the tribulation. And he will make war against them. In fact, he will do his best to exterminate them all. And the Antichrist's method of murder will be beheading. Revelation chapter 20 and verse 4 tells us, I saw the souls of those who had been beheaded for their testimony about Jesus and proclaiming the word of God, for they had not worshiped the beast or his statue. Now, this is interesting because you need to see that Satan always imitates whatever God does.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. Here's Pastor Steve with a quick look at the messages coming your way on the radio ministry this week and in this Sunday service.
The Bible says immediately after the tribulation of those days, the sun will be darkened and the moon will not give its light. The stars will fall from heaven and the powers of heaven will be shaken. Then the sign of the Son of Man will appear in heaven. And then all of the tribes of the earth will mourn, and they will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And the Bible says he will send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet. The Word of God clearly tells us that Jesus Christ will return. Join us this weekend for more messages describing the prophetic season in which we live. Your coming is the only way that I know that you're listening. A church that is alive is worth the drive.
We will be airing these informative messages on the Book of Revelation over the next few weeks. Be sure and join us daily right here on KDKR. And we encourage you to be with us at the church for our uplifting live service every Sunday morning at 10. The church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. If you'd like more information about our ministry, be sure and check out the website at aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
Now, I told you that in this chapter we would see the Trinity, the unholy Trinity, the satanic Trinity. Satan will be a counterfeit who refers to himself as God the Father. The beast will be his imitation of Christ the Son. And the false prophet that we will soon learn about, he will be the counterfeit spirit. In Revelation chapter 13 and 11, it says, I saw another beast come out of the earth, and he had two horns like those of a lamb, but he spoke with the voice of a dragon, which means, once again, Satan is going to give this individual, this false prophet, the ability to speak with his wisdom, with his force, and with his authority in the world. It goes on to say that he exercised all of the authority of the first beast. Now, this individual, the false prophet, will be Satan's religious leader at this time over the nations, just as powerful as the Antichrist. And he will require all the world and its people to worship the first beast, the Antichrist, who whose fatal wound had been healed. Verse 13, he did astonishing miracles, even making fire come down to earth from the sky while everyone was watching. And with all the miracles he was allowed to perform on behalf of the first beast, he deceived all the people who belong on the face of the earth. Once again, Satan imitates what God does, because this false prophet will now duplicate the miracles of the two witnesses that we just saw in the last chapter. Elijah and Moses. Remember, they would call fire down from heaven. Actually, they would make fire come out of their mouths and destroy their enemies. And now we have this false prophet able to do something similar. And with this, we see the Antichrist will establish a one-world religion. He's already established a one-world government. Now he's going and establishing a one-world religion through this false prophet. The satanic miracles of the false prophet will deceive the world, tricking them to believe that Satan and the Antichrist are gods. The false prophet will force the entire world to worship the Antichrist. The false prophet will build a statue for everyone to worship, saying this represents the Antichrist. You must worship him. He ordered the people to make a great statue of the first beast, the Bible says, who was fatally wounded and then came back to life. Verse 15. He was then permitted to give life to this statue so that it could speak. Then the statue of the beast commanded that everyone refusing to worship it must die. Now, we are living in the time of AI, artificial intelligence, but way before that, there were all types of things that we had, even in Disney World, where you saw that creatures would speak to you, things that were designed would talk to you. So is there any reason that we would not think that what we're reading here can actually take place in the future? It certainly will. Now, this is interesting, because this statue that we're talking about is going to be placed in the third temple that the Jews will build. And the Bible tells us that this is the abomination of desolation that's found in the book of Daniel and in the book of Matthew. Jesus said in Matthew 24 and verse 13, "The day is coming when you will see what Daniel the prophet spoke about, the sacrilegious object that causes desecration standing in the holy place." He's talking about this statue. The beast will have his statue set up in the Jewish temple in Jerusalem at that time. And the image will come to life. It will speak and greatly amaze the world. Both the beast and its image will speak great things and utter blasphemies against God and heaven. Now, the false prophet will establish a one-world economic system. So here we go now. We've started with government, we've gone to religion, and now we've gone to the economy. And Satan will use the false prophet to set this up. Every business, every financial institution, every household bank account will be controlled by the Antichrist government. And the only way that you can participate in anything financial is to take the mark of the beast. It will be the only way to access your money or engage in global economic systems. Now listen to what it says in Revelation chapter 13 and 16. He required everyone, small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to be given a mark on the right hand or on the forehead. See, we may not have really fully understood what the mark of the beast is, but it really is a part of the economic system. And without that mark, you cannot engage in the global economic system. Let me continue to read. For no one could buy or sell anything without that mark, which was either the name of the beast or the number representing his name. Wisdom is needed here. Let the one with understanding solve the meaning of the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man. His number is 666. Now, history tells us that the number 6 was used in the secret mystery religions found in the East. It seems then that the Antichrist number 666 represents the highest that a human being can become a part of spirituality. The Antichrist is Satan's Superman, his false Christ. 7 is a number of perfection. However, we know Satan can never reach the perfection of God, so he went to number 6. God will destroy the Antichrist and the false prophet when Christ returns during the battle of Armageddon. There is so much more written about the Antichrist, but I want to stop there. I want to try to keep it in chapter 13, but we're going to find more about him as we continue to read through the rest of the book of Revelation. But it's unfair for me to let you think that he's just going to take over the world and everything's going to end in shambles. So I'm going to talk about his end right now. Revelation 19, we're going to go up a few chapters, starting with verse 11. Listen to what it says. Then I saw heaven open, and a white horse was standing there. Its rider was named Faithful and True, for he judges fairly and wages a righteous war. His eyes were like flames of fire, and on his head he had many crowns. A name was written on him that no one understands except him himself. He wore a robe dipped in blood, and his title was the Word of God. Well, guess who that is? Jesus Christ himself. The armies of heaven, dressed in the finest of white, pure linen, followed him on white horses. I hate to tell you this, if you hate heights, now you'll be changed, so it won't matter. If you don't like horses, too bad. You'll be changed, though. You are going to follow Jesus Christ in this battle. Every single one of you, can we praise the Lord for that? We are going to be with Jesus when he comes the second time down to the earth. The armies of heaven, dressed in the finest of pure white linen, that's us, follow him on white horses. You'll all have white horses. Verse 16, on his robe and at his thigh was written this title, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. In case anybody questioned who he was, he wrote right on the thigh, right on his robe, I am the King of Kings and I am the Lord of all Lords. And as we go into verse 20 now, it says, the beast was captured. That's the Antichrist. And with him, the false prophet who did mighty miracles on behalf of the beast, which was the Antichrist. Miracles that deceived all who had accepted the mark of the beast, the Antichrist, and who worshiped his statue. Both the beast and his false prophet, listen, were thrown alive in the fiery lake of fire for all eternity. Can we give God some praise ahead of time that this is going to take place?
Thank you for being with us today for A Place to Grow. If you were moved by today's message, you can download a copy for free by going to our website, aplacetogrow.org, and click on Audio Messages. Our new website makes listening and downloading faster and more simple than ever. And if you would like to help keep this radio ministry alive, you can make a gift offering right there online. That's aplacetogrow.org. Today's message was part one of The Rise of the Antichrist. Now Pastor Steve has a prayer for you.
We thank you, Father, that prayer can be released to help us in every area of our lives. We thank you that prayer is a weapon. Lord, you said, call upon me in the day of trouble, and I will deliver thee. God, I just pray that we will pray more. We will take the time to talk to you more. We will take the time, Lord, to share with you what's going on with us and expect divine intervention in our lives. We just love you and we thank you today for answered prayer. Save us. Deliver us from our sins. Set us free. We want to serve you. We want to obey you. We want to live for you. Thank you, God. Thank you, because prayer makes all of those things possible. In Jesus' name, amen.
Well, we hope you were touched by today's message. We are honored to have you with us and look forward to seeing you at our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. At Spirit Life Church, we strive to create a welcoming and safe space for everyone to experience God's presence. Stay connected with us throughout the week by visiting our Spirit Life Church International YouTube channel and Facebook page, where you'll find uplifting messages and lots more. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. For more details, head to our website at aplacetogrow.org. And don't forget to join us every weekday at 4 p.m. and on Sunday afternoons at 2:30 right here on Bible School Radio, 91.3 KDKR.